Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav. Seder HaBrachot VeHahadlaka. Okay. So the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chof Gimel Omer Aleph. Omer Rav. Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Tzarech Levarech. Rav Yirmiya Omer HaRoa Ner Shel Chanukah. So Rav is telling us what would seem to be a simple thing. You do the mitzvah of Hadlakos Neos Chanukah. You make a bracha, and we'll get to what the bracha or brachos are in a minute. Rav Yirmiya is telling us a chiddush that there's a concept of I didn't do the mitzvah at all. I just saw someone else's Neos Chanukah, and I need to make a bracha. So we'll discuss that in a minute. The Gemara continues. I'm Rav Yudah. Yom Rishon Haroah Mavarech Shtayim Umadik Mavarech Shalosh. So the first day, the one who's lighting the candles makes three brachos. Adik Ner Shel Chanukah, Shasa Nisin, and Shechianu. The Roah, the one who sees the candles, he can't say Adik Ner Shel Chanukah because he's not being Madik Ner Shel Chanukah. He would just say the first night Shasa Nisin and Shechianu. Mikan ve'elach, after day one, so the madlik is mavarech shtayim, and the roa is mavarech achas. Just, the madlik is lahadlik ner and shas anisim, and the roa just does a bracha shas anisim. Oh, so that the Gemara asks, my memai, which one are you knocking out after the first day? The Gemara says, we're going to knock out zman, shechianu. The Gemara says, well, why don't you knock out shas anisim? The Gemara answers, neis, kol yomi, you say that each day there was another neis, so Shasa Nisim is appropriate each day. Shechianu, once you reach the Zman, that's just a hemshech of the Zman. Now the Gemara wants to know what's the Baruch, Sheke Deshanu, but it's also Vitzivanu, Lahatmin Shel Chanukah. This is a famous Gemara. Veheicha Vitzivanu. This is a mitzvah dirabana. How can you say, Asher Kedeshanu b'mitzvah, Elokeinu Melech Adam, Asher Kedeshanu, it's also Vitzivanu. Where do we see that Hashem commanded us to light Neros Chanukah to Dindar Rabbanon? Asked the Gemara in Shabbos Chof Gimel. So the Gemara brings two different psukim, Lo Sosor, that you have to follow the words of the Chachamim, and Sha'al Avicha V'yagedcha, Zikinecha V'yom Rulach. These are the two psukim that are brought down as sources that Hashem wants us to follow the Chachamim, and therefore even a mitzvah de Rabbanon like Neros Chanukah, and of course there are a number of many other mitzvahs derabbanan that we make a bracha on, we can say the bracha asher kedishanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. Hashem commanded us. Oh, it's a derabbanan. How did Hashem command us? Hashem commanded us because He commanded us in Lo Sosor or Shalavicha to listen to the Chachamim. Okay, so what we just get out of the Gemara is we have a bracha to make when we light Neros Chanukah. We have the first night three brachos, Lahadik Ner Shel Chanukah, She'asa Nisim, and Shechianu. We have a concept of Roeh Ner Shel Chanukah. Even if a person didn't do the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah, he just saw the Neros of Chanukah, that he has to make a bracha. Okay, let's talk about that now for a minute. What does it mean he sees the Neros Chanukah and he has to make a bracha? So the Ran says, it makes sense, Lemi Shelo Hidlik. First of all, there's a controversial Rashi, which we're not going to get into. Ayin Shom for homework. The Ran says it makes sense. The Misha lo hidlik. He didn't light candles. V'lo hidliku la beveisa. V'inu asa dahadlik. Who's going to make this bracha when he sees the Neros Chanukah? Says the Ran, someone who did not light. He's not going to light, and no one lit for him. So I was thinking, like, what does that mean? So he's an Avarian? Like, we have a halacha for an Avarian? If he's an Avarian and he doesn't want to do Mitzvah Chanukah, he's not going to make the bracha when he sees. Elamai? No, he's not an Avarian. What is he? He's homeless. He doesn't, it's near Isha Beso. The person, Lo Aleinu, who sleeps in the park, he can't light Chanukah candles. He doesn't have a bias. Now, it doesn't have to be such an extreme case. The Rosh talks about one who goes on a boat, although the boat is all, depends on what kind of boat it is, because some boats, the famous Maharsham, I don't know, boat or the train that wherever you are that night, so that's your bias. But if you're in an open rowboat and you're rowing, you know, to Eretz Yisrael from Greece or Italy through the Mediterranean, and that's where you are for the night, and you know you're mamish like the good old timers moving going to Eretz Yisrael, everything you have is in this little rowboat, so that's not a bias. So you can't light Neros Chanukah. So if you happen to be able to see, you know, someone else's Neros Chanukah somewhere, then you'd make a Berachas HaRoeh. So this refers to someone who doesn't have a bias. He can't fulfill the mitzvah properly, and therefore he's going to say a bracha when he sees someone else's Neros Chanukah. The Rosh talks about one who's on Svina. They talk about one who's just is on a road. He's on a caravan. He's just going, horse and buggy. He doesn't have a bias. He doesn't have anywhere to light. So when he sees the count, he's going to light. Now, there is another Mahalach in the Rishonim and the Chronim. And that is, really, I was Yotzei Mitzvahs Chanukah. Why? Because if my wife is at home and she lights, so then I fulfill the obligation. Or it could even possibly, perhaps, be a case where I pointed a shaliach to light for me. I was Yotzei my mitzvah, but I didn't hear the brachos. I'm not able to light for whatever reason. I don't have to light. My wife lit for me at home. I'm Yotzei the mitzvah. Ishto kugufo. 100% Yotzei. But since I didn't hear the brachos, and I didn't say the brachos, so that's where chazam and misake, the roeh. That when you see someone else's candles, you're allowed to make these brachos. The Mishabura brings down this discussion, we'll soon see. He concludes Safik Brachos Lahakyal, that you're not going to make a bracha unless a situation where a person did not fulfill the mitzvah that night because he was homeless for that night, for whatever reason. The Aruch HaShulchan, though, he comes out that, no, if you didn't hear the brachos yourself, that you didn't do the mitzvahs, which means you didn't say the regular brachos, and you didn't hear someone else say the brachos, so that's where you have a Birkas HaRoeh. He does not go with the Mishabura Safik Brachos Lahakyal. He thinks that you should, in fact, say the bracha in such a scenario. Okay, so now let's see this inside. Tov Reish Ayin Vav Se'if Aleph Hamadlik Belel Risha Mavarech Shalosh Brachos. Someone who lights Neros Hanukkah the first night, he's going to say three brachos. Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Aleph points out, but Gemara B'chal Poskim Isa, not Ner Chanukah, but Ner Shel Chanukah. V'chein Kasev Ma'ashal, Ach Shekas Yom HaShelach Chanukah, V'mila Achas, Lo Shekhan, Shtei Milos, V'olam Eino Gen Hakbi Bazeh. So there's different shitas. There's the Hadlik Ner Chanukah, we don't do that. There's the Hadlik Ner Shelach Chanukah as one word, which Lamai said, we don't do that either. And then there's the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, which is what most of us do.
You get the two and you can tell the one word.
What did you say?
You get the two and you can make it into one word. Some people like that.
Okay. Okay, Dershu footnote 3 explains what's the difference between making it into two words. One word, Ayin Shom for homework.
What's the difference?
Bezman Azeh, and not U Bezman Azeh. V'giyano l'zman hazeh halama b'chirik v'lo b'patach. Lizman hazeh, not lazman hazeh. But l'maisa, they point out, Yoshi points out footnote 4 from Rav Yoshev and Rav Osner and others that the minig is to say not lizman hazeh, but lazman hazeh. Okay. So, again, the Mechaber tells us, Madik v'lo rishon b'var shalosh brachos, three brachos, first night of Chanukah. L'hadik ner Chanukah, or as we said, l'hadik ner shal Chanukah. V'sha'asa nisim, v'shech yonim. Let's say he forgot the first night, he forgot to say Shechianu, Mavarach Bilel Sheni Okisha Yizkor. So he would make the bracha on the second night or when he remembers. What does it mean when he remembers? Mishibrisif Katan Bez or Tzulama. Kisha Yizkor Bishalos Bishas Hadloka from the Levush. Not Stam. He should say it dafka when he's lighting the candle. So if he misses the first night, he should say it the second night. If he misses the second night, he should say it the third night when he's lighting the candle. If he remembers after he lit, so he's not going to say Kishe Yizkor Stam that night. He's going to wait till the next night when he lights the candles. Look at the Sharatzi and Oiz Gimel Pischei Olim Shem Shus Yaakov Rotz Loma. She Yira Levarz Ma Biyom Acher Be'ez Hadlaka. He should say it Be'ez during the Hadlaka. Omna. However, in Yira Zebrelel Shmini, let's say every night he forgot to say Shechianu. Comes the eighth night of Hanukkah, and he again forgot to say Shechianu. Umemele yisbata legamri brecha Shechianu. So now, it's now or never. He can't, tomorrow night there's no lighting candles. So, can he just stop say Shechianu? Tzarech here. The eshet tekema ba'alma kaimel on tzman omer fil bashuk. Even though we're careful, generally, to say Shechianu at Kiddush, there's a whole discussion about women saying Shechianu on Yontif, when they light the candles, some women do it, some women don't do it. some wait to hear their husband say Shachiyanu at the Kiddush. But if you didn't say it at Kiddush, you could say it even Bashuk. You could say it walking to Shul when you remember that you made a mistake. Because by a regular yontif, u'koyel etzem ha-yontif, the Shachiyanu was going on the yontif itself. So, efshir could be doing the mezeh dekoyel etzem ha-zman d'charka, shenasu bo nisim v'nifloos. What is the nature of this bracha of Shachiyanu? Is it on the mitzvah of lighting the candles? And then you have to do it by the lighting candles. And if you miss it on the eighth night, then you lost it. Or no, it's on the holiday of Hanukkah. So even though I missed it all eight nights, as long as it's still Hanukkah, so I can still say the Shachiyanu. El dechadchila samkuz hazman adlaka ukiyein svarasi nimtza b'meiri. And then in the end, the Sharatin concludes tzarech ian. If he forgot the eighth night, he should say it while he's lighting candles. If he forgot, can you say it the next night, the next day, during the day, not lighting candles? He says tzarech ian. Now, it would seem to me, maybe, I don't know if I saw this anywhere, maybe I did, I don't know, that as long as the candles are still lit, he should be able to say the Shachiyanu, because the Shachiyanu that was instituted in the row in near Hanukkah. So your candles are no worse than anybody else's, and you did the mitzvah. Certainly on the eighth night, when you're going to lose it, it would seem like that would be a good option. On the first night, maybe we say wait till the second night when you're. But it's not so posh that has to be. We do it before the candle lighting, but it's not so simple that the Shekhinah has to be done before, I don't think. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, that is Sifal. Sibbeis. Milea Rishon Ve'elach. After the first night, Mevarech Shtayim, we no longer say Shachiyanu, assuming we said it the first night. So we only say two brachos. Lahadlik and Sha'as Anisim. Hagah. Ve'evarech Kala Brachos Kodem Shiatchil Lahadlik. We make all the brachos before the Hadlaka. Mishma Sivkotan. Dali Kodem Shiatchil Lahadlik. Debeginit Shia Brachos Ober Lasiyasan. It should be before the mitzvah. Okay, now look at the bir halacha. Vivarch kol brachos, and the ein nafkimina ben laila rishon el shar halelos. Footnote 12. So dear shu in footnote 12, found in the back, page 114, brings down that the Beis Yosef brings down the Rabbeinu Yonah, who wants to say that each night the sha'asa nisim should be said before you light the last candle, because it's that last candle. That's the extra nace of the day. Each day, the nace, another day of nace. So he wants to say that, but we don't say it. We say all the brachas before we light all the candles. At least lechatchila. Again, b'di'evet v'shachiyanu, yesh ladun. Okay, mishma sivkotan dal, kodim shetach l'adik, deba'in shu brachas over the siyasim. Hidlik ner chanakah v'shachach l'barcha ahad lakot. So let's say he was so excited to do mitzvahs lighting ner chanakah, he forgot to make the brachas. V'rakodem shidlik kula nizka dadayin lo birech. It's the fourth night. He lit two candles. Oh, I forgot to make the bracha. Yesh l'varech kala brachas. He can still say the brachos before he lights the next two candles. O kosav. Let's say shim nizka l'achar shidlik kula. Fourth night. He lit all four candles. And I forgot to make the brachos. Ein l'varech birchas lahadlik. He should not no longer say the bracha of lahadlik. Rag birchas shasanisim. Hey birchas shachiyanu yesh l'varech. Oh, there you go. So Shachiyanu can be said afterwards as long as the candles are still lit. The Sharat Siyan Ois Ches, right? This is the Logar, Miro in Erchanaka, the Mavarach, Shtei Brachos Eli. Even if he sees them, he's allowed to make these two brachas of Sha'as Anisim and Shachiyanu. So therefore, even though he already lit, his candles are no worse than anybody else's candles, and he'd be allowed to do that. Now, in general, there's a big discussion. We try to do the bracha before we do the mitzvah. There are certain mitzvahs where we don't do that. When Alan says to die, my hands are dirty, so first we do the mitzvah, then we make the bracha. Ladik ner shal Shabbos, which is discussed over here in Dirshu footnote 8. The Sfardim, I believe, first make the bracha, and then they light the candles. Ashkenazim, first light the candles, and the women wave, you know, then they cover their eyes, which should be like over La Siyasan, and then they make the bracha. Because we hold the bracha, Ladin Yeshal Shabbos, boom, the word Shabbos, now it's Shabbos. So if you can say Ladin Yeshal Shabbos, you can't go light the candles because you just made it into Shabbos. So first you light, and then you make the bracha. So what about mitzvah general? So the Dirshu sends us to the Shach in Yeradea by Hilchot Shechita. He forgot to say the bracha on the Shechita, or discussion there if he's not sure the animal is going to end up being kosher, or if you forgot. So the Shach brings down a big machlokes. if you're allowed to make the bracha after you did the mitzvah. Now, many mitzvahs have a hemshech. I forgot to make the bracha before I put on my tzitzit, my talis. I'm still wearing the talis, so I can make the bracha, because it's true, it's after the last 5 minutes, but it's in front of the coming hour where I'm going to be wearing my talis. Same thing with the tefillin. So that's the whole discussion. So here, where he already lit the candles, so the bracha of Lahadlik sounds like he lost, according to the Mishnah Berurah, but the other two brachos he can make. There was also a discussion of Tokyo Dibur, what if you remember right away, is that good enough? The Yerush brings down for the Benish Chai that it's not good enough. That's also, the Shach brings that down also, that brings down such an opinion. Okay, Sif Gibbon. Mishalo Hidlik Ve'eno Otsa. This is Birkas Haroah. He didn't light. Ve'eno Otsa Lahadlik Ve'otsa Lahadlik. He's not going to light. Ve'gam Ein Madlikin Elabasol Beso. They're not lighting for him in his house. So I don't know why they give such, just say someone doesn't have a bias. I don't know why they make it so, like, complicated, so dramatic. So Kishiro in Er Chanukah Mavarech Shasanism, when he sees someone else's Ner Chanukah, he makes the bracha Shasanism. Uvelel Risha Mavarech Am Shechianu Im Achakach Vilel Shem Yoshishi Balavik Ein Echozu Mavarech Shechianu. Once he says Shechianu, he gets credit for Shechianu. He's not going to say it again. But here, according to the Machaber, he didn't light. He's not going to light, and no one's lighting for him. That's when he's going to say the Birkos Haroah. Mishavra Sifkata. So why do we have a concept of Birkas Haroah? If I don't have a Lulav and Esrog, we don't say, look at someone else's Lulav and Esrog and make a bracha looking at his Lulav and Esrog. I don't have a mezuzah, make a bracha looking at someone else's mezuzah, make a bracha looking at someone else's tefillin. We don't have, I don't think, any other mitzvah in the Torah, or mitzvah period, that I see someone else doing the mitzvah and I make a bracha. So the issue footnote 13 addresses that, brings down from Tosus that because of Chavibus HaNeis, and because it's dependent on having a house, near each base, so not everyone is zochet to have a bias, and a big part of the lighting is that presuming Nisa, that people should see the candles. So Chazal were masakin a birkas haroeh when you just see the candles. Mishmar Sukkotam Vav Gam Ein Madlikin V'Yesh Poskin the Sarvi Dafilu Yodeh Madlikin Abaveso. That those that say even if his wife is lighting for him at home, and he's yotze the mitzvah, but Kevin Hu Atzmo Eino Madlik. And this is a little bit, I don't understand how this is phrased, because listen to how the Mishnah phrases it, and then we'll look at the Sharatin Oysud, where he kind of goes a different direction. Kei v'duba atzma enu madlik, since he himself did not like, v'gam enu mishtatif im acherin bepriti, and he's not, we'll learn about that more next week, that he's not giving any money to join in his hosts in a candlelighting. So tzarech lebarach ala re'iyah, he has to make a bracha on the re'iyah. Now the Shara Tzin Ois Yud says, de'ilu haya mishtate b'priti, if he was living by a family, and he gave them money to join in there, buy a piece of the shemen, to have a piece of the mitzvah, v'shomea bracha mi'balabayis, and he hears the bracha from the balabayis, afim lo ra'a oz ha'neiros, e'in b'chuyu d'kulam lebarach achakach ala re'iyah d'shomea ka'ona, v'rei kvarhoda ala neis. So what is after this? It's very strange. The Mechab in the Mishnah Berurah sounds like he didn't get a piece of the mitzvah. From the Shara Tzion, he says, we don't care if he got a piece of the mitzvah. We just care if he answered amen to the brachos. As long as he heard the brachos, so then he doesn't have a birchas haroeh, because he already heard the brachos, as yotzei the brachos. So why does he have to be hu ba'atzma eno madlik? Ve'eno mishtatif im acherim b'priti. I mean, if he himself is lighting, he's making the brachos. If he's mishtati with someone with a pruta, he's not necessarily hearing the brachos. But the ikar seems to be either hoyer mishtati with a pruta, but shomeya bracha balabayis. Because maybe it's not enough to hear someone's random bracha, sounds like. I don't know. If I say, histam, I'm by my friend, and I listen to his bracha, but I have no shaykhos to that candle lighting, so maybe that bracha doesn't count for me. I don't know. That's what it sounds like. Maybe only the bracha counts if the bracha has on what to be chal, on the actual hatlaka. Although listening to someone make the bracha, it shouldn't be worse than me making the bracha myself. Making the bracha yourself is controversial, but someone made it for me. He was allowed to make it, so that should be better. The Mishabura paskins not to make the bracha lemaisa unless you're not yotzei the mitzvah at all. The safek brachos lahakil. And the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch disagrees, and he wants to say that no, brings out many Rishonim who say that he can make the bracha, not which is against the psak of the Mechaber, because the Mechaber says only if you're not going to be yotzei. And Aruch HaShulchan wants to say, even if you are yotzei, but if you didn't hear the bracha, you can make the bracha yourself, as a birkas haroeh. And the Mishavura says not to do that. Ain kedai lasos kein lemaisa, the suffering brachos logo. Mishavura sifkata on Zayin. This is interesting also. Mishavura sifkata on Zayin. Ain ochoza. So he's not going to say Shechiyanu the second night, because he heard it the first night. Mishum de lo birch me'et mokshara neiros. When he saw someone else's neiros, he made the Shechiyanu the first night. If he didn't make any brachos at all the first night because he relied on his wife and he held like the Mishabura that you don't say brachos haroeh and he wasn't yotzei the brachos at all. Like we just saw in the Mechaber. If his wife's lighting for him, he's yotzei. If he's yotzei, he can no longer say brachos haroeh according to the Mechaber and the Mishabura. Al Kane in Babilel Shane in the base, and now he comes the second night to his house, he's lighting candles. He didn't make Shechianu yesterday, and he didn't hear the Shechianu yesterday. Eino tarach lebarach bircha Shechianu. He doesn't make a brach of Shechianu. Because, I don't know what, because the Shechianu was chal on the hadlaka, and his wife's hadlaka, which counted for him, which would fit if the point of the Shechianu. Maybe if the Shechianu is only on the mitzvah of lighting the candles. If the Shechianu is on the yom, so then how does that help him? Michlal, I found that out, but I didn't look at the Mara Makomas and Shara Tzion Oishu Bey, so we could do that for homework. So Dalit, Achar Shehidik Omer Haneres Halalu Anu Madlikin Ala Chos Val Nisim Al Niflos V'chulei. I don't really understand it. He's lighting, it's for fourth night, he's lighting four candles. When he lights the first candle, after that he says Haneros Halalu. While he's saying Haneros Halalu, he's continuing to light the rest of the candles. Now, at the end of the Mishmur, he says, that's also okay. So there's two ways of doing it. So I understand and appreciate the second way more than the first way. It's true that the Ikir Mitzvah is done with the first one, but like, usually we don't say things and do things at the same time, right? We're supposed to concentrate on what we're saying and not be doing things. But I guess here the point is I'm talking about what I'm doing. I'm laying the nerve. Now, the Mishabura also claims in Sifkat Neches, Menusach Haneros Yesh Lamed Vav Tevos. There are 36 words, Negin Haneros Shal Chanukah, which corresponds to the 36 candles you light throughout Chanukah. Milvad aside for the first two words of Haneros Halalu. Kiloma Haneros Halalu Heim Lamed Vav. Akein Lashon Rashal. And therefore, the Sharatzi and Oishi Gimel tells us, the Yomar Haneros Halalu Kodesh. Don't say Haneros Halalu Kodesh Haim. Oh, that word Haim is extra. If you say the word Haim, you're going to have 37 words. Uh-oh. You only have 36 words. Don't say Kodesh Haim. So from then on, the Mishabura says that we do say Kodesh Haim, and he says that our Nusuf does not have 36 words in it. Bechlau, I didn't count. But he says that our Nusuf does not have 36 words in it, so you don't have to worry about adding in the word Haim. And we do say the word Haim. What?
I should take that at one point. I forgot what my number was.
Okay, so anyway, the first candle is the Ikir Mitzvah, so they say, some say Haneros at that point, but again, I found that a little funny. I was happy to see that the Mishabura says that it's Shapir Dami to wait until afterwards and then to say Haneros and say Haneros Alalo. Okay, that is Siman Tofresh Ayin Vav, Sif Aleph Beis Gimel and Dalet. Okay.